Welcome to the preview call for Creating a Roadmap for Your Best Year Yet, which is our telecoaching series with me, Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl. And it's just great to have you here to hear all about it. You know, I absolutely love to make plans. I love to create a roadmap for how my day is going to go, how my week is going to go, how my month is going to go, and of course how my year is going to go. And this is something I've been doing for a long time, and you know, in the last few years I've started to really share that material with other people, and I just have the best time. So I'm thrilled that you're joining me to hear about this series, which will be beginning in January, on January 1st, in fact. And I'm going to talk through a whole lot of things to do with the five classes that will be part of the telecoaching series. And I'm also going to give you just something that I think can make a huge difference for whatever time you have left in 2012. And I am going to tell you something so, I think, really useful and helpful in how to get more focused and clear between now and when the clock strikes midnight into the new year. So I always like to say there's 100% of the year left, even if we're down to the wire and down to the very end. And I'm going to give you some great, useful tips that you can put into action right away on how to actually do that, how to make the most of the rest of the year. Now, creating a roadmap for your best year yet. When I hear that, I think, okay, well, I would like it to be that way. And, you know, I look back on my life and I've been a planner for most of my life. And I've also had plenty of experiences of not getting around to doing the things that I really want to do. I've had a list of goals that I've created a plan for. I've set out to achieve them, and I've then checked them off my list. And then there are those things that I had wanted to get around to, but it's taken a lot longer. And I find that this method works so well for me. First of all, I'm a huge fan of writing things down. And I once read that you have a 90% greater chance of something happening just by writing it down. And when I read that, it blew my mind, because I am somebody who does love to write things down. And in fact, I've been writing lists of things that I've wanted to be, do, and have for many years. And sometimes I'll pick up a journal and I'll go back and I'll look at those things that I've written down. And I can say I've pretty much done everything on that list. And have you ever had that happen, where you've written a list of things or jotted down some things at some point that you had wanted to do, and then you go back and look at that list again? It might even be something as simple as a to-do list, or you were going to go to the store and before you left, you forgot your list, went to the store and might have managed to remember most of the things on it. Well, there's something really powerful about putting an actual pen or pencil onto paper physically with your hand and writing things down, and it imprints it makes it real in some way. And I have had really amazing results in my life from doing something that simple. Now, why come and spend all of January with me, the GPS girl? I can tell you why, because I am a really future-oriented person. I'm a goal-oriented person and a personal development lover. And even so, I find it challenging to spend the time I know it needs to take, that it does need to take, to sit down writing out a plan and writing things out in detail. And it can just be so much easier to have a structure and to have somebody walk you through that process. And that's what I would love to be able to do with you, is to really walk you through the process in real time during the classes. And that's something that you'll find, is that we're really going to take action and sketch out this roadmap on the spot. Now, there are some times when I've gone to take classes and they say, and then you're going to go home and do all of that as homework, and it stays in a very pretty journal or book that might be in a drawer somewhere and I don't manage to ever get back to it. And if you've had that kind of experience, then I can tell you that this is not that kind of class. This is one where when we sit down to get crystal clear on your priorities in life, in different areas of your life, we're actually going to do that exercise and go through that process. We're going to walk through it during the class so that by the end of the class, you've done the work, you've taken the actions, and then you can take that new information out into your life. Now, I suppose I have been a New Year's resolution kind of person, but I've loved doing motivating or positive kinds of seminars or classes or reading those kinds of books. I've loved that for decades, for over 20 years of my life. So when I look at New Year's resolutions, I don't necessarily have the experience of deciding I'm going to do such and such this year and then falling off the wagon. But I do know that feeling of wanting to take action somewhere and then not getting around to it or forgetting about it or being scared, just really being too scared to take the action. And one of those things was when I knew I wanted to move to America, and I knew that from a really early age. When I was 7 years old, I saw Olivia Newton-John on the television and she was being interviewed in America. And she had gone to America and become a huge star in the musical movie Grease. And when I saw her on TV, and this was this beautiful blonde Australian singer who'd gone to America and was so embraced by Americans and just loved in America, I saw her and I just thought, that's what I want. When I grow up, I want to be a professional singer and I want to move to America. Now, I'd had that experience at 7 years of age, and ever after, I was working out how I could become a professional singer and move to America. And this is a little girl in a country town called Mackay in North Queensland in Australia, where there were really no professional musicians. It was not that kind of place. It was a very small tourist sugarcane and coal mining town. So I knew for a really long time, my entire life, it was my childhood dream that was really my adult dream as well, that I wanted to move to America. And even so, I let life get in the way and I was scared of taking those steps. And eventually I did take those steps when I was 31 years old and I moved to the other side of the world. I moved to New York City. And perhaps you don't have a dream like that. Perhaps it's not, you know, you might hear that and say, well, I was thinking perhaps about creating a roadmap for my future and it might involve a vacation once a year or, you know, maybe to get fit or to be able to do some more things that I would love or to really get my business off the ground or to write a book or however many different things that there might be. But every single one of us has had the experience of wanting to do something and knowing it's the right thing and being scared or really not knowing where to start. And when I talk to people, I just hear a lot of people say to me, Karen, I don't know where to start. I don't know what I want. And I love to ask the question, what would you do if you had a magic wand? And so often people will answer, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do if I had a magic wand. And people are, you know, unclear and sometimes scared of what that answer might be. In any event, I am somebody who loves to create roadmaps and just to really do those exercises that will get you clear. Now, I would love you to take a look at my website, which is thegpsgirl.com, if you are somewhere close to your computer and you can do that, because I can walk you through a whole lot of information to do with this telecoaching series online while we are here together. So if you go to thegpsgirl.com, which is thegpsgirl.com, and on the home page there, you're going to see a big ticking clock which has two hands about to click onto 2013. And if you click on the home page there, onto that link that says Telecoaching Series, Creating a Roadmap for Your Future. Actually, sorry, it's Creating a Roadmap for Your Best Year Yet. That's the book title, Roadmap for Your Future. Telecoaching Series, Creating a Roadmap for Your Best Year Yet. So click on that link, and that will take you to a page which will have a little bit of information and a very pretty flyer. And a little way down, it says, spend January with the GPS Girl, setting yourself up for an incredible 2013. If you're tired of creating the same year's resolutions every year, get in the driver's seat for this five-week telecoaching series. Now, under that, it says, click here to register. Click on that link. It doesn't automatically register you. You don't have to be scared of that. I'm just going to walk you through the info while we are here together. So if you click on that link, up will come that beautiful clock again and Telecoaching Series, Creating a Roadmap for Your Best Year Yet. And as you'll see here, I talk about, you know, are you tired of creating the same New Year's resolutions every year? And do you wish you had a GPS for living an invigorated, focused and confident life? Now, it's great in our car. We get in the car and we plug in our destination and we press go, and we really don't have to think too much. We just follow the directions. And I love using this analogy. I love the analogies of directions and road rules, because I really do believe that it can be a few simple steps. We can choose what our destination is going to be. And then we can take one step at a time toward that destination. Now, sometimes it takes a lot longer than we think to get where we want to go. And as I said, sometimes deciding where it is we want to go is the hardest part in the first place. But I'm going to give you some useful tools during this telecoaching series on how to get clearer, and crystal clear actually, on what it is you really do want. And I will walk you through a series of exercises on how to go about that, on how to really get to the core of what it is you want to do, what it is you love to do, and how you can set up your life to be spending your time doing so much more of the things that you would really love to be doing, that bring you the most joy, really. So on here on this page, it says, are you ready to move from the passenger seat to the driver's seat and to take charge of the year ahead? Now, I am a big believer in the analogy of being in the driver's seat. And I love the experience of being in the driver's seat. For me, it's the experience of being in charge, of being in control, of being a make-it-happen kind of girl. And I love that feeling, because it makes me feel like I'm up to something, like I'm going somewhere, like I'm headed somewhere, like I'm moving forward, like I'm really making things happen. And if I notice I am upset or bored or frustrated or unfulfilled in some way, I, 9 times out of 10, notice that I'm feeling like I'm a bystander rather than in the driver's seat of that particular area of my life. And when I am feeling that way, I ask myself the question, am I in the passenger seat or am I in the driver's seat? And I really make that conscious choice. Once I've noticed and asked that question of myself, as I said, 9 times out of 10, I will find that I am going along for the ride, or being in the passenger seat rather than moving into the driver's seat, and then taking charge. Taking charge can sometimes be as simple as one little direction, one step. And one step at a time. Now, there are some huge goals I've had, and moving to America was one of them. And it was an overwhelming undertaking. It was a very frightening, I mean, exciting, but frightening idea to me. Because where do you start to leave a very settled life and to move to the other side of the world where you know a handful of people and start again at the age of 31? And, you know, I really broke it down into very simple steps, and I started to talk to people who had spent time in America. I started to talk to people who I knew had lived here, and or people who'd moved overseas. And it really was a series of conversations over a period of time, and I could feel that I was inching my way closer to that goal just by taking small steps. And in those early days, I really was not ready to be selling everything, to be, you know, facing the uncertainty of coming to a new city, not just any city, but, you know, the biggest city, the capital of the world, on my own with a suitcase and a dream of making it in the music business. So are you ready to move from the passenger seat to the driver's seat and take charge of the year ahead? And this is how we're going to go about it. I'm going to guide you through a step-by-step process for creating a roadmap for your best year yet. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to spend 5 weeks together and take 5 classes. So in the first class, we are going to spend an hour on powerfully completing 2012 so that we can create a space for a new year and a new you. And how does that work? Well, we are going to get really specific about the things that worked in 2012, the things that didn't work in 2012. We are going to really take a look at what could be left over that needs to be wrapped up in a bow and put behind us to go forward. And that really is the way that I set the stage for you to really create a space to start something brand new and to have a fresh start in the new year. So then on our second call, the second class, is getting crystal clear on your priorities for the year ahead. Now, you might think, I know my priorities, Karen. My priorities are really easy. They're really clear to me, and that's fabulous. I'm still going to take us through a set of exercises in getting even clearer and more focused on priorities and what is important. And then in the third class, we're going to create your 2013 list of the things that you would love to be, do, and have. This is so much fun, and by the time we get to the third class, we are going to be just, I mean, very excited. We will have completed the year that's just gone. We will have done the work so that you are crystal clear on your priorities in life in general and for the year ahead. And then we get into the fun stuff of creating that list. And this is a very interactive process. In the fourth class, we're going to identify roadblocks between you and what you want, as well as ways to recalculate when they show up. And, you know, I'm going to share with you the 5 directions for recalculating right now. And I believe that you can recalculate at any time in life, just like you can when you're driving your car. And when we're driving our car and we take a wrong turn and we end up on a back road, we might hear the GPS say recalculating, and so we will start to follow the directions and move our way back on track, headed to our destination. But in life, when we take a wrong turn, we can end up wandering around on a back road aimlessly, sometimes for years. And I just love the analogy of recalculating, because as soon as we notice that we're off track or off route in our lives, that's when we can do something about it and make a difference. So here are my 5 directions for recalculating, which is a little bonus on this particular preview call. So the 5 steps for recalculating. Step 1 is to simply notice that you are off route. And step two is to be willing to make a change. And I think that is the hardest step in the five directions for recalculating, to be willing to make a change. Number three is to look toward your destination. So that's looking to where you want to be headed, not where you are, not where you thought you would want to be, not where you were frightened you were going to go, but to the destination where you'd really love to be headed in life. And number four is to move from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. And number five is to take an action, just one step, one action in the direction of your destination. So in that fourth class, we're going to talk about recalculating. We are going to look at how to identify the roadblocks between you and what you want in your year ahead. And I'm going to give you a bunch of tools on how to calculate, how to move yourself and shift yourself out of that energy when we're feeling stuck, so that you can keep in motion toward the destination that you want to arrive to. And then class number five, we're going to sketch out a roadmap across seven areas of life to set yourself up for an incredible 12 months. So we're really going to sketch that out pen to paper, and I'm going to ask you to bring a journal to the call, to all of the calls, to the classes, so that you can sit and in real time be doing that work. I'm going to walk you through, as I said, step by step. And the feeling that I have when I come away from doing this work, I just feel so free, so focused, so happy. I feel invigorated because I have just this great feeling of being headed where I want to go. And I get very excited about the experiences that I set up for myself in advance when I go through this process. So when are these classes? They're 5 one-hour teleclasses on consecutive Tuesdays, and the first one is January 1st. Could there be a better day to start creating a roadmap for your best year yet? So Tuesday, January 1st, 2013 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you are in other time zones around the world, you are also most welcome. You can call in to the conference call line, and that's how it works. Similarly to this preview call, you're given the call-in details and times. You call in or listen in online on your computer, and you can participate from anywhere in the world. Now, all of the sessions, all of the classes are going to be recorded, and they'll be available to you if you miss a session. And the great part about that is you can miss the call and then get the recording, and you can be on the call and listen to the whole class, and then you can think, well, actually, I'd like to listen to it again before next week to see if there's anything else I want to hear, or I really liked that section, or I didn't quite finish writing out different parts of my roadmap that I wanted to, and it would be great to be walked through that again. So you're actually going to be getting a recording of all five of those classes that you can keep forever and access and work with, not just in 2013, but down the track. So it's fabulous. You get the 5 one-hour teleclasses, and you also live, and then you also get those recordings to use. Now, in between, I am going to also email out action plans, and these are optional. Of course, I want you to get the most out of this telecoaching series, so I'd love you to take action on the action plans, but I'm going to keep them pretty simple because I want us to do a lot of the work in the classes themselves. Now, the investment to take this class, it's $595. And that includes the 5 hours of telecoaching plus the tools and materials to put your ideas like really into action for real. Now, I do have a bonus. If you register for this class before November 30th, you will receive a 50-minute one-on-one coaching call with me And that can be taken into the future. That doesn't have to be taken right away. It can be, but it also can, you can hold on to that and put that in your back pocket for a while and take that class after, or that one-on-one coaching session later on after we have completed the five-week telecoaching series. But that's a really amazing bonus to receive a 50-minute one-on-one coaching call with me if you register by November 30th. And as you will see down the bottom, right there is the opportunity to register for the class. If it's something that you would like to do, you just click on the add to cart, of course, and follow the prompts through. I'm sure you've purchased something online before. And if you're listening to this call without that information in front of you, I'm going to just let you know that you can also call to register. You can call 646-345-4642. You can also email me, karen@thegpsgirl.com, and we can take care of your registration that way. Now, I did promise you at the beginning that I would tell you how you could get the most out of the rest of the year and how to get more focused, and now I'm going to do that. So if you are almost at the end of a year and you start and you're feeling really like ho-hum about what you didn't get done, maybe you started the year with a fantastic resolution and you were excited about it for about 24 hours, maybe a bit longer, but you've dropped the ball. I am telling you right now, all there is to do is to recalculate. To recalculate. And what that means is give yourself the gift of a new beginning, a do-over, a new start. For golfers, it's a mulligan. But it is really a state of mind and a frame of mind to be able to say, you know what? I do have 100% of the year left. And this is one thing, and I really do recommend picking one thing, that I wanted to achieve this year, that I wanted to make some move forward, some forward motion with this year, and choose that thing and decide. And decide for yourself, I'm actually going to take action toward it. And from there, I would set yourself a, you know, a really doable outcome. So when I say doable, I'm not asking you to be realistic per se, more so to be able to say something that you would like to achieve that you know in yourself you are capable of following through with. It might scare you to bits, and at the same time you still can know that you're capable of doing that. So choose just one thing. And a tool that works very well for me is to take one action every day toward it. And it might be as simple as one phone call or writing down one paragraph about it, or just to Googling something in particular to do with the thing that you want to achieve, so that you've got just that little bit more information about it. But taking one little step every day, you suddenly have dozens of actions toward that particular goal that you started the year having and feel like you've dropped the ball with. So I, again, highly recommend using the word recalculating and sitting down and just getting really honest with yourself. This is something that I wanted to make some progress with this year, and I'm going to do that now. And it does not have to be a massive breakthrough that you have in that particular area of your life, but it's enough to say, I'm going to take some action toward it. And when I've done that on December 31st, I'm going to give myself the following reward. We're all really kindergartners at heart. We love a gold star. So think up a reward that would really excite you, motivate you, make you feel good about yourself to do, and just choose one thing. Now, I want to thank you for joining me tonight to hear about the telecoaching series. Again, you've had all the information, or a lot of the information, about what the series will comprise, and you've heard all the information of how to register for it. Again, you go to thegpsgirl.com, and on that homepage there is a clock fast approaching 2013. Click on the link there, and where it says telecoaching series, creating a roadmap for your best year yet. And as you click through, you will see a light blue link next to click here to register. Click on that. All of the info is there. Come right down to the bottom and you can register, add to cart. And just remember, there's also that bonus of receiving a 50-minute one-on-one coaching call with the GPS girl, myself, if you register by November 30th. Thanks so much, and I suppose all I need to tell you now is that you have reached your destination. Bye.